Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we are still in Simen Tav Tzadi Ches, which deals with the halachos of Shechita on Yontif. I'm actually dictating this on Erev Shavuos, and I must say that I got a beautiful email note from one of the listeners to the share, and he wrote how much Baruch Shem he enjoys the share, but I wanted to wish him a special refuah shlema from COVID. He unfortunately has it, Baruch Hashem, and Be'ezus Hashem should continue to get better. He is better, getting better, and I hope he has a complete refuah shlema. A person who lives in Muncie, New York, and Be'ezus Hashem, all those that are affected by this machlo should Be'ezus Hashem have a refuah shlema, and everybody should have a wonderful Yontif of Shavuos. For those that are listening to this after Shavuos, I hope you've had a wonderful Yontif of Shavuos. We begin on the very top line, Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Hashochet Behema B'Yontif. The person shechts an animal on Yontif. Ina Rashay Litlosh Hatzemer Lasos Mokam L'Sakin. Today we're going to talk about the potential Isurim that are involved in removing the hair, the wool, let's say, from an animal. Because one is not allowed to do geziza, one is not allowed to shear on yontif, there is no heter to do so. So the question is over here, when you have to shecht and this wool or hair is in the way, how are you supposed to do this? So the Mechaber is telling us that if you shecht on yontif, you're not allowed to go and just litlo shatzemer, to remove, pluck the tzemer. Lasos mokum l'sakit, in order to be able to have a clear-cut space where you can go through with your shechita knife and do a proper shechita. What should you do? Elamafaneu biyado, the Ramah adds biyado. You go and put the hair, push it to one side and to the other. Moshcho eloch v'eloch. And this way you have a clear path to do the shechita properly. And nu, while you're pulling the hair to each side, im nitlash, if you were to pull out some of the hair by accident from the wolf, from the animal, nitlash, it's pulled out and nishkef eloch. Not a problem. What do we understand over here? The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach Beis. They have a oker dover migidulo. The understanding of the Mishnah Berurah is that if you were to pluck out the hair, if you were to pull out the hair, so that would be a iser of oker dover migidulo, pulling something out, uprooting something from its place of the growth. And he points out, even though this is not done in the normal fashion, and when you ever do an iser deraisa in an abnormal fashion, it knocks it down to a din derabanan, because the ein derech lohosir atzemer ayde tlisha, the normal way to remove the wool from the animal is not to pluck it, rak ayde geziz, it's to shear it. So one might have thought there's only an iser derabanan. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, al kapanim min derabanan also, even though it's only an iser derabanan this way, it is still an iser min derabanan. The rabbis didn't permit it over here in this situation. Dear Shu, footnote number 60 tells us that in the second paragraph, Umasha Kosav Mishnah Berurah Shatolish Seyor Behema Hu Oker Dovim Yigidulo Klachaya, that this is a Din Derabanan. So this is based upon the Gemara in Bechoros. And the Minchas Chinuch says about this Gemara that this is based upon the sheet of the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the Gemara's understanding is Tlishas Haseyor, the plucking of the hair, Yesh Mishum Oker Dovim Yigidulo, that is the Isovia, you're uprooting something from its place of growth, which is a told of Kotzer, of reaping. El Shakivan Shane Derech Litlosh es Sa'aros Habhema El Ligozan, but this isn't the normal way to remove the hair. You shear hair, you don't pluck the hair. So therefore, Tlisha Sasaros is Kimleches Kotzer Bishinoi. It's doing Kotzer with a Shinoi, which knocks it down from a Deraisa to a Derabonon. And therefore, Lachain Ein Baze Issa Torah. However, according to the Ramban and other Rishonim, so the Chazon Ish explains that Kavanah Sagmara, the understanding of Gemara in Bechoros, is Shemaleches Gozes Nemu Rak Beofen Shegozes as Abhema Kedarka. Geziza, shearing, is only if you do it normally. And if you uproot the hair, Tolesh Hasaros, Ainze Bechlav Melechas Gozes, it's not called Gozes. And it's not because it's a Shinoi, it's not called Gozes, and that's why it's not an Issadar Raisa. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dira Masku Litlosh, points this out as well. He says the Mishnah Berurah is saying that this is Tlisha Huakira Kliachar Yad. He says this is the Rambam's point of view, and at the end of this Bir Halacha, he says, therefore, according to the Rambam, you could do this L'chatchila, B'Tlisha Mishum Simchas Yontif, because you want to be able to shecht easily. And therefore, the Rambam would seem to say that this isn't an Issa D'Rabbanan, it's a need of Machshir Yochol Nefesh. You couldn't have done it beforehand, because if you did it beforehand, the hair is going to come back, and therefore, you'd be allowed to do this even on Yontif. Dear Shu, footnote number 61 says, Ach, Giluach Sa'aros Habehema B'chli, to go and cut the hair of an animal with any sort of a kli, the Chazon Ish says, that is real Geziza, and that would be an Issa Torah. Mishabur in Sivkot and Samach Kimel says biyado. B'davka the Ramah said you should do it with your hand. He actually brought that down from the Beis Yosef. Velobikli, and not using a utensil, because the Prima Gadim says mishum dinira kigozes. If you use a kli, even though it's not real geziza, it looks like geziza, therefore you shouldn't do it for that reason. Sivkot and Samach Dalad, the Mishabur says be'ain bo isura. If you in fact did do tlisha, no, it did lash. You didn't do it on purpose. It's the heavy lay dover shayna miskavi. You had no intention of doing this, and therefore shayna miskavi litlo shalafanos. You just want to put the hair to the side, and if some of it came out in your hand, no problem. The issue footnote number 62 brings down, however, if it was a psik ratio, when you move the hair is so loosely attached over here that if you pull it over, it's going to pull it out. So then, avshein zeh elam psik ratio b'yisad rabbanon, even though, as we said, it's only an yisad rabbanon, because geziza is done with a kli, let's say, and this is done with your hand, and therefore, even if it's a psik ratio, it would only be a psik ratio under rabbanon. Nevertheless, he brings down for many achronim that we're machmir over here, even though it's a psik ratio by a rabbanon, it has to have another characteristic over here that it's for a negative. It's a makalkel. You're ruining it in some way, not just it's a melacha klachayad for it to be allowed. So even psik reshim midrabanan would be osur over here. Sivkot and Samachay, the Mishmer says, if it's nitlash, it's nitlash. But leave it there. So you pulled out the hair, but leave it there. Don't take it away. It will stay entangled with the rest of the hair in the neck of the animal. You have enough room to do the shechita and leave the rest of the hair that you plucked out, leave it there with the rest of the hair that's still attached. But if the hair is so entangled over here that you can't get to the shechita, you can't move the hair aside, there's no way to do the shechita, if you don't go and pluck the hair or remove the hair, you're not going to be able to do the shechita. Kimavur b'yor adei, simon chavdal, asif hei, b'hagah, that you can't have the hair there because you have to see what you're doing. And you weren't able to do this or prepare it on Erev Yontif. So then in this situation, the Mishabur Paskins, Yesh Lomar, the Shari Lassus can be Yontif. He brings that for the Prima Gadim, you'd even be allowed to do this on Yontif. The issue footnote number 63 explains, because this is machshire ochel nefesh shi'ev shohei lasos mi'erev yantif. You weren't able to do this before yantif. So therefore, Shulchan Aruch already taught us in Siman Tov Tzadihei, muta lasos mi'yantif. Therefore, you're allowed to do this on yantif. That concludes Sif Yud Beis, which dealt with plucking the wool from an animal when you do the shechita. And Sif Yud Gimel is going to be similar with plucking the feathers. So Sif Yud Gimel, the Mechaber writes, hashochet esof, if you shech the bird, so likewise, lo yimrot es hanotza, you're not allowed to go and pluck out the notza. The notza is like the feathers of the bird. Kidei lasos mokum l'sakin, in order to clear the area that you want to do the shechita on the bird's neck. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Simkat and Samach Vav, the miritas notza, this plucking of the feathers over here, who tolda de gozes, this is a tolda of gozes, of shearing. The of darko bimrita, by an of we don't shear it, we pluck it. That's the normal way. The issue footnote number 64 brings down afa pi shein derech limrot notzos meof chai mishum tzar balechayim. Even though we don't do plucking from a live bird because that normally would be tzar balechayim, he brings down from the Avnei Nezer, however, that when you're doing shechita, you do pluck it from a live bird. You can't obviously pluck it from a bird that's dead. So meritas notzos beis shechita meof chai eino nechshev eskeshinu melacha. That's the normal way that you do it, because the shechita is done while the bird is alive. So the plucking of those feathers has to be done while the bird is alive. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, even though you'd be allowed to go and pluck the feathers out after the bird is already geshachten, the iser goes is shayach afli achamisa, and normally we don't allow you to shear a sheep after you shechted it. So nevertheless, kumosh kosov simin shin mem, like we already learned, Hilchos Shabbos, lo amrino, we don't say, mali mechayim, mali leach shechita. We don't say, well, if you can do it after shechita, you should be able to do it before the shechita in regards to the plucking of the feathers. Because the la'acha shchita shchayni. Because after shchita, you're allowed to pluck the bird's feathers. Why? Shekivin shekvar hutru b'shchita lecho. Since the shchita permitted you to eat it, you have shal yochel b'li meritas notza. Nobody wants to eat a bird with his feathers. So therefore, mutu limarta, you're allowed to go and pluck the feathers after the shchita. Kamoshe mutu litzlosa levashel. Just like you're allowed to go and roast it or cook it. That's allowed. So too, the plucking of the feathers is essential to allowing you to eat it. Likewise with an animal, you're allowed to flay the behema. You're allowed to go and flay the behema after you shechted it, because otherwise, how can you eat it? For the same reasoning. Even though flaying an animal is an av malacha, but since there's no other way to eat the animal, unless you flay it, you're allowed to. However, but if the animal hasn't been shechted yet, anything that you have to do, for Asur. Since this could have been done before Yantif, there's no reason why you couldn't have plucked this before Yantif. There's no reason over here why you couldn't have sheared that area of the neck of the animal before Yantif. So you're not allowed to do it on Yantif. It brings down the name of the rush. The issue foot number 65 brings down Omnam im hoysa metzios shalolam lom ritas anotzos. If you're not physically able to go and shecht now with those feathers where they are, so then the Chazonish brings down the name of the Magid Mishnah oz haya mutter limrotes notzos beis hashchit beyond. Then on Yontif you'd be allowed to go and do it. Why? Kivin shamarito so nechsheves kechelik miashchita v'lo kimachshirim. Because in this situation, then the removal of these feathers is considered an essential part of the shchita and not considered machshirei shchita. However, kivon shechalak chelik meovos ein lehem notzos. Some birds don't have these feathers. The chelik mehem kvar nigzizu ad od kod b'shchita, and some you were able to do it before yantif. So meila ein meritas nechlelus b'shchita. Under normal circumstances, this plucking of the feathers is not considered an essential part of the shchita. Ella, how are you k'maisil? That's what's considered a separate thing because you could have done it by itself. And since when the time you're doing it, the animal's not yet ochel nefesh, the bird's not ochel nefesh yet, therefore it's like machshiri ochel nefesh, and therefore those aren't ochel yontif if you're able to do them beforehand, before yontif started, esmo. The Mishnah Brura continues in Sif Katan Samach Zayin. Mikol Mokmi says, lifanos biyado, to move the feathers aside with your hand, v'limshoch elech v'elech, like we did with the behema, to move the hair of the wool of the behema aside to side and clear away the space of the shchita, to do the same thing with the feathers, hanal, sif yud beis, as we just learned, mutter gam b'notzos. The same rules apply both by the wool, you can push it aside with your hand, as long as it's not a psik resha, as we pointed out, and you can do the same thing with the feathers, again, assuming it's not a psik resha, that you're going to pull out some of the feathers. Sivkat samaches, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to make room for the knife, so he brings down the beis yosef. He named the beis yosef, hevi das ramban shemekel bazet. The Ramban has a more makel opinion than the Mechaber over here. The Mechaber says you can't do this, so the Ramban says you can. Who is skim ladinali? So, however, the opinion of the Beis Yosef himself is not like the Ramban. It's like the Mechaber Pasul Levir. The Mechaber Beis Yosef, of course, the same person, Rav Yosef Karo. Kirova poskim, and this is the opinion of the most of the poskim. Hachokin olav ukemoshe sasim kam, and they disagree with the Ramban, as pointed out over here that he said stam. You're not allowed to do this. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says umikol makom. He brings this down for the Chayyadim. Nagu akshav achshotim limrot. The shochtim today, in the Mishnah Berurah's time, already in the Chayyadim's time, allowed the shochtim to go and pluck the feathers. Why? Because they said, you can't do the shechita without this. And therefore, the somchin al das Ramban, and they rely upon the Ramban that says you're allowed to. However, everybody agrees that you could shecht without doing this merita, it's enough that you go and push it with your hand aside and you can clear the neck area and do the shechita properly. Everybody agrees, yesh la hachmir. And he brings this down in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Peyalef. He says, look in the Morgan Avraham, the docha, raya is a rush, who pushes aside the raya of the rush, the Yad Ephraim, the Chemed Moshe, Hitzdik was the rush. They do justify the opinion of the rush. In any event, yesh la hachmir. The Mishmur says, you should be machmir if you don't have a reason not to be. The Deir Shufut number 67 brings down from the Chazonish, Sha'af shenagu kiramban, Roy Limrop Erev Yontif. And even those that hold like the Ramban that you could do it, say it must better to do it on Erev Yontif if you can. Why is the Ramban Mekel? So Deir Shufut number 66 brings down Shekivon Shetlisha Sanotos Asur Mishum Gozi. Since this is a told category of shearing, Umulochazumi Mela Tidocha Liachar Shrita Kishizos Sanotos Lutzorech Achiloso. And since you're going to do this anyway, afterwards, because you can't eat the bird with the feathers on it, Shari Klapi Issa Gozes Ein Handel Bein Mechaim Bein Achamisa. In normal shearing, it doesn't make a difference between whether it's live or dead. You're not allowed to go shear. But here, since you're going to have to pluck the feathers, Lochay Mutor Kvar Achshav Mechaim Ligzos Sanotos. So the Ramban says, since here you are going to be able to pluck it after the Shrita, so you can pluck it before the Shrita as well. Sif Yudal. The Mechaber writes, Lo Yishrot Odom, person's not allowed to go shecht, Chaya V'of, can't shecht either an animal or a bird, V'yantif, on Yantif, unless Elam Kein Yeshlo, Ofor Muchon. Mibojom, unless he has dirt prepared beforehand. Now this is the mitzvah known as kisui hadam. Torah tells us that when a person shechs a chaya, that's why it's not any animal, it's one of the seven kosher animals that aren't the domesticated animals, it's non-behema animals, they require kisui adam. So the seven types of deer and antelope, maybe even the giraffe, the seven chayos. So they are requiring kisui adam. They have a couple of interesting differences between the behema. Their chelev is permissible. They're not allowed to be brought as korbanos, etc. The Mishnah is talking about the difference between a behema and a chaya. The three behemos, the goats, the sheep, and the cow families, so they do not have a mitzvah of kisui adam. So when you're doing shechting a deer, so you have to do kisui adam. And likewise, all the birds, va'of, you have to do kisui adam. So kisui adam involves taking dirt. Now dirt is normally mukta. So if you don't have prepared dirt, so in other words, you only have mukta dirt, so then you shouldn't shech l'chachila because you're going to go and not be able to do the mitzvah of kisui adam. Of course, if you prepared the dirt beforehand, so then you can do shechita of birds. That's usually the common situation where they used to do shechita of birds on yantif, if you had dirt prepared beforehand, which is what the rest of this sif is going to talk about. So again, the Mechav is telling us over here, don't go and shecht a chay or an oaf, a non-domesticated, kosher, wild animal, quote, or a bird, unless you have dirt prepared. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Samach Tes, Shetzorach Kisui Adam. This again is the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. Sif Katan Ayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, the dirt should be loose dirt because you have to go put some underneath the bird that you shechted, and then you put it on top of the dam of the bird that you just shechted. So you can go and just put the dirt on top, and you shouldn't have to chop up the dirt. You shouldn't have to crush the dirt because the chetishas regavim, this crushing of this piece of dirt, this clump of dirt, humlocha gemur, that's an issa daraisa. Who told the tochim? What's the issa daraisa? Grinding. It's a told of grinding, but it's an issa daraisa. The issue foot number 69 goes through a lot of the details, how exactly a clump of dirt, why it should be an issa daraisa, ayin sham. And anyway, below hutch will be yantif. You're not allowed to do the issa of grinding on yantif. The who I din be afer shall hasaka shuhusak mibo jom. And the same din applies with Afer. Afer is spelled with an aleph, that means ashes. Afer with an ayin means dirt. So you're allowed to cover up the kisui adam with dirt or with ashes. What then the afer? So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that you can likewise do the mitzvah kisui adam with ashes, shalasaka, from a fire. Shehusak mibojom. This fire was before yantif. The ashes were created before yantif. The mistama muchen hu l'chol tashmish. And these ashes are considered prepared for any use that you might have. We'll learn it in tomorrow's Shia. Now, offer muchan o efer muchan. If a person has either dirt with an ayin, offer o efer ashes with an olive, and it's prepared, so what should you do? How do you do the shechita? How do you do the kisui adam? You tell the lenu, you go and take this ashes or dirt, and you put it on the ground in the place you're about to shecht. Then you do the shechita. After you do the shechita, the blood will drip out of the animal's neck or the bird's neck. It falls, the blood falls on top of the dirt that you put there, and then you put more dirt on top of it. You take this loose dirt before it there before, you take more loose dirt and you put it on top of the blood afterwards, and that is the mitzvah of kisui adam. The tzara kisui besichuach, you have to take the loose dirt and cover it lamata, ulamala. It goes underneath and on top of the blood that's spilled during the shechita. Kimur yaradeh simu chavchas. And these halachas are brought down over there. And the Mishnah tells us, further look over there, that if you shecht it on hard ground, if there's a lot of blood over there, so what should you do? Take a little bit of the blood, then take some of that blood and put it on top of the loose dirt that you have, and then cover up that blood. However, if the blood's already become somewhat dried, also, you're not allowed to go and scrape it on yantif. In this situation, it would be chayiv over here for smoothing out the holes, which is an issa daraisa as well, of either in a house, bone, or in the field, it would be of harisha, of plowing. And it would be an issa daraisa. This is a good break point to stop over here. Mitz Hashem, everybody should have a wonderful Shavuos, and all those in need of a refuah shleimer from COVID-19 should be Ezus Hashem, have one. Kol Tov.